everybody, what's up? We're here in Chula Vista, California, the Chula Vista Elite Athlete Training Center. That's the proper title now.
Yep.
With 2016 Olympian in the shot put for Greece,
yes.
Nicholas Skorvelis.
Yes, us.
And the 2019 number one U.S. hammer thrower, Sean Donnelly. I've had the pleasure for the last year and a half for Nick and the last 5 or so months for Sean to help them with their strength and conditioning as they prepare to take a shot at the 2020 Olympics. And just kind of wanted to give the viewers at home a bit more insight to the life of the glamorous life of a Olympic thrower. Yeah. So how many rubies do you receive each day?
I think we get three.
Three rubies per day. That's not terrible.
No, I mean, when you save it up, you get to, you make it work.
So you're a resident here in Chula Vista. What's a typical day in the life?
Being here at the training center is kind of living the dream, at least for us professional throwers. This is probably the most support you can get as, a professional thrower. So I'll wake up each morning and literally my entire day is focused around training and trying to make training as best as I can. So I wake up and have my morning routine, meditation, stuff like that. Eat breakfast at the dining hall. I don't have to cook, do dishes or anything like that, so I'm saving energy there. Go out and throw from about 9 to 12, and then lunch, nap, play a little video games to decompress a bit, and then get ready for lifting, and then lift from like about 3 to 5, and then dinner, and then hang out, and then go to bed, and then repeat day after day. It's very monotonous, but it's kind of it's the glamorous lifestyle.
So when you say professional throwing,
yeah,
a professional thrower. So throwing a ball on a wire that pays your bills. I guess you don't have bills to pay.
Yeah,
but that's.
It's a weird concept because I guess we are technically professional athletes, myself and Nick, but it's a very large discrepancy between what we do, at least in terms of finances, between what we do and like an NFL player or an MLB player or even like an MLS player or something like that. Not very much financial support. Like I said, I'm fortunate to be here, so I have a lot of stuff covered. But Nick, for example,
So competing for Greece, I don't have access to the Chula Vista Elite Athlete Training Center.
Don't tell that he's here. Secret Greek spy stealing the American training secrets.
Yeah, exactly. So I train here in San Diego as well. I do get supported by the Greek Federation. Then again,
how many goats do you get per month?
They ship them. It's like one every couple of weeks, and then they send the spit at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
So you have to build it yourself, and you can set it up in your backyard.
That's full service goat, though.
Milk,
meat.
As much it comes live, exactly. That's what you're trying to say. Yeah. It's enough. If I were in Greece, with the economic situation there, the support would be enough to kind of live comfortably. Here in the States, not quite. But you make do as a pro. Private coaching, I think, is something that a lot of athletes end up doing. I help out at San Diego State as well as a volunteer assistant coach. So you find ways to stay busy. And professional throwing, you're not in it for the money for sure. But once every 4 years, this thing called the Olympics, and kind of makes it all worth it. So
as the professional track season, there's also a ton of travel for you guys. All over.
Yes.
Europe, trying to, and that's where, you are truly a professional at that point. You're getting winning money.
Yeah, I think over the last few years since I graduated school in 2016, I've probably spent on average 3 to 4 months out of the year abroad. Seeing as I spend time in Greece training with the national team and preparing for other competitions, plus almost all of the professional meets are going to be in Europe. So it's really prudent to go and spend time in Europe and then bounce around to, all sorts of countries and cities, to get your competitions and to make prize money and make your agent happy. But that's like a really fun aspect of being a pro. And what we do is because you can, see the world and meet cool people and, it pays off.
So, most of our viewers are probably pretty familiar with the shot put, but maybe not as familiar with the hammer throw. What makes someone a great hammer thrower?
I'd say it's So like with the chopper, you can be big and brutish and kind of overpower it, as most professional choppers are. But with the hammer, there's a little bit more leeway. Like it's much more finesse and much more technique and timing and rhythm. As are, I mean, all of the throwing events at the elite level, we all have a good, you know, bit of coordination and rhythm and stuff like that. But I think the hammer throw, you're doing four turns in a row, and it's, if you just mess up like the slightest bit on each of one of the turns, then it could be a 4 or 5 meter difference, which is, you know, when you're throwing 77, 78, 79 meters, that's the difference between, I mean, making a, you know, world medal or not even making the final. So yeah, it's a lot more finesse.
So to make a hammer go that distance, high 70 meters, how fast does it have to be moving at release?
I know, at least for me, I mean, obviously it depends on the physics of the person, but for me, I think if I were to throw, 78 meters, the ball would be going, I think it's 27.3 meters per second, which doesn't mean a lot to a lot of people out there because they don't know that, but I think it's anywhere between 60 and 65 miles an hour. So a 16-pound ball, I think they say it's anywhere between 600 and 800 pounds of force just in your fingertips, and yeah, it's quite the spectacle.
Do you ever have trouble where you, like, when I first showed Marissa a video of you throwing the hammer, her initial reaction was like, I'd get so dizzy, I'd throw it, you know, the wrong way, kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, no, that's definitely, whenever I tell people I throw the hammer, it's definitely one of those things where I show them a video and then they're like, how do you do that? Yeah, I'd get dizzy, stuff like that. But I think, at least at the elite level, once again, they say, or at least some people say, I say, the hammer chooses you, you don't choose the hammer. So like the first time I picked it up, you start learning how to turn. And then some people just, they pick it up like that. They don't get as dizzy as a normal person.
And some people don't.
And some people just don't. Yeah. So it's definitely one of those things that some people are just kind of born to do. It's such a weird event. So.
Now, what is your experience with flaming hammers?
I've not had the pleasure of ever doing that.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I would do it here, but I feel like, you know, being in Southern California is kind of a fire hazard.
That's so lame. You should have just lied. Everyone's done it. All the cool people have done it.
Freshman year of college.
You really?
Yeah.
See? But, even Chad's done it.
All right,
yeah, came back, me and my roommate, Nate Rolfe, and came back and we were throwing at Mount Sac while we were redshirting, team unattached,
nice.
Staying at my parents' house in Irvine and snuck out to UCI in the middle of the night and, you know, sock over the hammer doused in lighter fluid.
Yeah, see, I don't know. Yeah.
There wasn't less of a fire hazard.
I'm sheltered? I don't know. Like, I don't know what you guys want
to do. A whole life of hammer throwing. And...
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's a bucket list thing for the next couple of years.
Yeah, I feel like you got to get on that.
Yeah.
So, Nick, for you, you know, grew up in the States, went to UCLA.
Yeah.
But so, how does the process of competing for Greece, like, how does that come about, and maybe some unique challenges to that?
Right. So yeah, born here in the States. My parents are from the States. My grandparents are also born here in the States. So it's my great grandparents who immigrated from Greece. To the U.S.
So this is really a reach.
Let's be sensitive here and understand that when I go over to Greece and the Greeks look at me, I look extremely Greek.
Yeah.
And they hear my last name, which is Greek, and then they like, you know, they're really into. They say like, you're Greek in the blood, and that's like all that matters to them. You know what I mean? So even though I grew up not speaking the language, wasn't as familiar with like pop culture, I still grew up in like a very like Greek household.
What is Greek pop culture like? Jesse Katsopoulos?
Who is that?
That's Full House?
Oh, okay. Well,
deep cut reference there. Jesse and the Rippers? Come on.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
Learn about your culture.
This is exactly what I mean. But anyway, I grew up here in the States, but the best Greek shot putter a few years back, when I was still in college, actually tested positive for drugs, and they needed an athlete to come in and help them for a team competition. They keep tabs on Greek American athletes. They saw that I was had Greek last name, reached out and see if I wanted to compete for the national team. Me and my younger sister, actually, who competes for the national team as well in the hammer throw. And it was a pretty long process of, you know, paperwork and sending things back and forth between consulates and embassies and all that kind of thing. And eventually it worked out to where I started competing for them in 2015 was my first competition.
Someone that our viewers almost certainly are very familiar with is Mr. Piros Dimas.
Yeah.
How?
Who I have not had the pleasure of meeting.
Oh.
Yeah.
I could introduce you.
I'd appreciate that.
Yeah. Piros Dimas walks down the street in Athens Are just people mobbing him?
He doesn't walk down the street. They carry him down the streets of Athens. Yeah.
One of those thrones with the...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, you're asking, does that happen to me?
No, like, how he's that big of a celebrity, like, even now, you know, almost 20 years after his competitive career is done.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, like, the one great thing about being an Olympic athlete for a smaller country like Greece is that the United States has got so many all the time and so many Olympic champions. You win a gold medal as an American, and it's possible to be forgotten within a few years, even though you've reached the absolute pinnacle of your sport. And in Greece, no matter the sport at all, right, I think in Rio, Greece had a woman who was a 10-meter air pistol gold medalist, and she's got all sorts of sponsorship opportunities, and she's like one of the most famous athletes in Greece. So someone like Pyrrhos, who was multiple-time world champion, multiple-time Olympic champion, like he will like never be forgotten. I mean, he's like a god over there. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
All right, I guess before we lose the light here. Yeah. The process of making these 2020 Tokyo games, what do you got to do the next couple months?
What I got to do? I've got to, one of two things. There's an Olympic standard, which is 21 meters, 10 centimeters, which is a little over 69 feet. If I throw over that line in any competition from now until basically the beginning of July, I will qualify for the games, passing drug tests and basically have to go be officially selected for the team. But that's the easiest way to do it. The other way would be to, based on a points ranking system.
Think Roby points for track and field.
Yeah.
Maybe even more confusing. No, just kidding. Nothing's more confusing than Roby points.
They're trying though. They're like really attempting to make it pretty bad. But so either qualify outright with the standard or be in the top 32 in the world in your respective event.
Yeah. So Nick laid it out pretty well. Fortunately for myself, I've hit that Olympic standard. So 77.50, I surpassed it by a mere 9 centimeters last year. So I have that qualifying standard, but unfortunately in the US, we have a little bit of a deeper talent pool. And in the past, the hammer throw was more of a, if you hit the standard, you're going. Whereas now we have so many young guys coming up where it's gonna have to be top three placing at our Olympic trials. Probably everybody will have the standard. So
how many American hammer throwers will have that standard, do you think?
Well, right now there's myself and one other. But last year, I was the only person with the standard until like our US championships. Mm. And then all of a sudden five people had it. Right. So it's one of those things where, I'm expecting another five people to have it. And then my goal is not to, I mean, obviously take top three, but to obviously win the trials, because that would just be way cooler than just taking top three. So that's kind of my goal is to place well at trials, and then I should be on the team, should be good to go.
And you guys both do the YouTubes?
No, not anymore.
I dabbled.
I did it.
You inspired me to start.
I remember. Yeah, I think you like talked to me about it, and you were like, "Hey, man, cool vlog." Yeah. And I was like, "Oh, it's really bad." And then I stopped. And it was a lot. And anyway, I ended up changing cities and training situations, and didn't keep up with it. But Sean for sure has.
Yeah, I don't know why I continue to do it, because the payoff's pretty low. But it's fun. I mean, I enjoy it. It's a hobby. I have a lot of free time, I guess. I don't know. I make weekly training vlogs because I think, at least for me, growing up through the sport, it would have been cool to see what, like, Kidboy Johnson, who was kind of the big U.S. hammer guy when I was growing up, would have been cool to see what he was doing on a weekly basis. So I'm trying to provide that for the next generation, hopefully inspire them to kind of, you know, I guess continue the tradition of improving year after year, and hopefully eventually the U.S. hammer throwing will be like the U.S. shot putting, which is top notch. We have about 5 in the top 10 in the world, whereas right now I think I'm the highest ranked U.S. hammer thrower at 10th, and the rest, I mean, we have a couple in the top 32. But the goal is always to, I don't know, myself to win a medal, but then also to inspire the future generations of U.S. hammer throwers to also win a medal, I guess. So
what's your channel called?
It's just Sean Donnelly. I think if you go to youtube.com/SDthrows.
We'll link it. We'll link it up there. Yeah.
Any hashtags?
No.
Okay. Never mind.
And you guys both offer like online coaching? I know that you do.
Yeah, I'm reachable through my Instagram, which is just at my full name, Nicholas Scarbellis. That's it.
How many weird the dots above any of those letters?
Umlauts? No. Or anything like that? No.
A backwards three?
Accents or, oh, no, yeah, the Greeks. You'll have to get pretty comfortable with the language, but in my name, you already said, I'm not Greek enough, really, so it's pretty Americanized, normal spelling.
Do you enjoy a Greek cappuccino?
No.
Very strong coffee with the milk.
Is this another reference I'm not getting?
The milk of a goat.
Oh, this is okay.
It is a reference.
What is it from?
People in the comments will know.
I wanna guess.
And they're gonna
like
laugh at
Seinfeld or something, but no. I don't know.
No. What is it?
It's an episode of The Office in which Michael
dresses as Mykonos.
Yes, Mykonos, and then
and he says a Greekachino.
No, Holly says a Greekachino. He's a plant in a sales seminar that Andy's doing.
Gosh, and he plays I haven't the watched character. The later seasons very much. Yeah. My sister's going to be sad about me not catching
Michael Scott's
an Office reference.
Still in it. Yeah. Well, I mean, the entire internet will be disappointed.
I don't know, man.
Even though his lack of Office trivia is appalling, if you or a shot putter that you love is in need of some distance coaching, you can contact Nicholas.
Yeah.
Do you do any of that stuff?
Yeah. No, that's also kind of how I support myself. Same thing. Reach out to me on Instagram, SD Throws. I also have a website, SeanDonnelly.biz. Hammer throwing, coaching, stuff like that.
Yeah, and if you're like a high school football player, but you're too small to play college football, but you're fast and stuff, and you want like
or this, don't like getting hit.
Yeah, this pathway into college by doing a sport that no one's ever heard of.
Yeah,
it's hammer throw.
That's the way to do it. Yeah,
really is. Yeah, and even though I'm busting these guys' balls, obviously that is a shot putter, so that's the best event for the world's most powerful and explosive athletes. But hammer throw is also quite exceptional. Just coordination, speed, rhythm, some strength, I suppose.
some.
We're working on that part. But thanks, guys. Thanks for watching. Go follow these guys on social media. Cheer them on for Tokyo 2020.